Welcome to our Christmas Music Chapel, a time when we pray that the music of Christmas will inspire our hearts as we worship the Lord together. Would you please bow with me in prayer? Lord, you are the source, the substance, and the reason for our worship and our praise. Tune our hearts and our minds today to see and hear your splendor beyond imagining. Let each musical offering rise as a gift in gratitude to you, the giver of all good gifts. Fill our lives with your Spirit's presence so that our worship may be pleasing to you. Let our full attention be yours today as we worship in spirit and in song. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. The Asbury College Orchestra opens their portion of this morning's chapel with a festive intrada entitled Christmas Spirit. An intrada is literally a piece of music that serves as an introduction. This short, lively work is by James Curnow, composer emeritus of Asbury College. It uses two carols. The first, In Dulce Jubilo, is an ancient carol of praise in 6/8 meter. The second, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, is a well-known carol that sounds in the minor key. Let this orchestral intrada by the Asbury College Orchestra serve as a call to worship and praise this morning.
Thank you.
that you will hear next, four contrasting carols are heard in an arrangement that exploits the full resources of the symphony orchestra. The composition opens with a joyful carillon and carol, Ding Dong Merrily on High. Another spirited British carol follows, I Saw Three Ships Come Sailing in which the three wise men are portrayed as coming by sea rather than on the traditional camel caravan. Another view of the wise men comes from the third carol, North America's oldest known Christmas carol entitled the Huron Carol. This lovely carol was composed in the early 17th century by a Jesuit priest who served among the Huron Indians in Canada. It tells the Christmas story in images for the Hurons of that day, portraying the Magi as three Indian chiefs and is paired to the music that is both somber and majestic. The medley concludes in a rollicking version of Here We Go A-Wassailing, a song about caroling through town and countryside. The music embodies the message of the carol's final lines, Love and joy come to you, and to you glad Christmas too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year. Celebrate with us as the orchestra plays this carol medley.
Singing the words of Charles Wesley, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." This is hymn 171 in your hymnal. We'll stand and sing all three verses.
Asbury College Concert Choir will now join the orchestra to present a 17th century poem by Robert Herrick. The contemporary British composer John Rutter wrote the music for What Sweeter Music 20 years ago in 1987 for the choir of King's College in Cambridge, England. The composer has stated that this was written as a response to reading about the gifts of the wise men. To sum up the most important message of Christmas, that we bring to the Savior the gift of our own hearts. Please receive this music without applause as we contemplate not only the birth of our Savior, but also the invitation to come to Him with all that we are as we worship Him this morning. Morten Lauritsen is an American composer whose choral works have quickly become world-renowned. The a cappella choral motet that you will hear today has received thousands of performances around the world since its premiere in 1994 by the Los Angeles Master Chorale. For centuries, composers have been inspired by the beautiful words of O magnum mysterium, meaning O noble or grand mystery. It is an ancient Latin text that depicts the birth of the newborn king among the lowly animals and shepherds. Again, we would ask that you receive this second choral offering without applause. The final combined item to be performed by the Asbury College Concert Choir and Orchestra will be a work composed by, will be a work composed in 2001 and dedicated to those who perished in the tragedies of September 11th. This composition has been adapted for today's performance by Dr. B. Holtz, who wishes to publicly thank the composer for his gracious permission in allowing this adaptation for our concert choir and orchestra. The work is titled The Dream Isaiah Saw, and the text by American poet and professor Thomas Truger paraphrases the prophet's vision of peace and harmony among God's creation. These words offer petitions to the infant Christ to dwell in our hearts so that such a dream may become a reality. As the music develops, a stirring percussion line is heard in the orchestra to represent the presence of God, gradually taking control of an out-of-control world. And as the verses progress, the chorus is eventually led by the unison cadence of the drums to represent the whole of humanity restored to a state of peace and harmony. May that final triumphant refrain depict for us a dream that will, in truth, become a reality.
I invite you now to join in a congregational response, a prayer that the Holy Child of Bethlehem will be born in you and all our hearts. Hymn number 155, A Little Town of Bethlehem. We'll stand and sing verses 1, 3, and 4 together, and after the hymn, please remain standing for the benediction.
Let us go now with the dream in our hearts and upon our lips that Christ will be born anew in us and in our world today, our Lord Emmanuel. You are dismissed.